as a particularly petty person, what I would do would be like, cool, guys, I'm having a wedding. And it's in Bhutan.
Look, I might sound like an idiot, but wouldn't be the first time. Where is Bhutan?
Central Asia. It's near Nepal.
South Asia.
South Asia. Himalayas.
To go to. Just says stuff.
It's a Buddhist kingdom.
So George has just told me it's a Buddhist kingdom.
Sorry. Look, that doesn't mean it's not a nice place to travel. Yeah, and it's a very expensive place to get. I stand by my statement. You go look for, like, you send her an invite. Just make up a husband if you don't have one, or a fiance, and just be like, one, you know, I can't believe you don't remember my fiance, Steve. And then two, we're getting married in Bhutan. Rock and roll. Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I am Michael Vincent, looking very librarian chic. This is James Blair, looking dapper as always. And today we're talking about, am I the asshole for not wanting to go to your destination wedding in the middle of nowhere?
Could see you as a librarian.
I can't remember how the Dewey Decimal System works, mate. I got no idea.
Yeah, it's a nice shout back.
Do libraries even exist anymore now that it's all on Encarta on CD?
I don't know. Okay, so we're doing another Am I the Asshole?
Anyone gets that reference, they're old.
Yeah. And we're doing another Am I the Asshole today. Once again, we've dived into the Reddit forums and we found some really good questions around finances and Am I the Asshole,
Michael? Yeah. So today's one all about, and I think this one's super relatable because everyone's been in this situation. Your best buddy, he's get it. Or maybe not even your best buddy. Maybe just someone you slightly know, or you get dragged along as a partner. Like, oh, would you come to the wedding? Yeah, great. And then they send the invites out. And then it's in Phuket.
Or
then it's in Hawaii. Or there it's in Lapland. You're like, that's 7-15 hour flights to get there. I've got a toddler. How am I going to do this? It's going to be expensive.
Before we start reading out the question, I just wanted to ask, my wedding was in Queenstown. We're based in Auckland.
Mm.
Does that register in terms of admin, or is it worth it? Or, well, I know there's extents to.
Register in terms of admin for me is quite an interesting thing because I'm a golden retriever puppy. I will have a good time anywhere you take me. I just show up and have a good time. I don't plan it. I don't book it. I just hand over the credit card and it all gets taken care of.
Okay, Mike, what's the first question?
Okay, so a friend of mine is getting married and has planned a destination wedding in the Caribbean. Lovely Ooh. Place.
Have you been to the Caribbean?
I feel like that's a really important thing is, if it's somewhere I haven't been and I'd really like if you're like, I'm getting married in Mexico, like, all right, rock and roll, let's go. I haven't been to the Caribbean. Have you been to the Caribbean?
I haven't. Obviously, you know, it's a bit of a commute, but definitely a place I want to go. I think the other piece, which I don't know if it's the question or not, but the time frame as well to plan is quite important. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. That surprised me that you haven't been to the Caribbean with your upbringing. Emma and her fiance have
Says the boy that grew up with an oyster farm.
Okay. Emma and her fiance have always loved to travel and wanted their wedding to be an unforgettable experience for everyone. We do forget them eventually. As much as I want to support Emma on a special day, I really cannot attend the wedding due to the cost. Seems reasonable. Between the flight, accommodation, and other expenses, attending the wedding would put me in a hell. I have been saving money for a down payment on a house, and the expense of attending the wedding would set me back to reaching my goal. I like this already.
Yeah, I mean,
I like this already.
Emma talking about an unforgettable experience for a wedding. You're just not that special, Emma. Like, come on.
Okay. I told my concerns to Emma, letting know that I might not be able to attend due to the financial issues it would cause. Emma seemed understanding at first. Oh, God, here we go. But now she's upset and claiming that I'm not being a supportive friend. She argues that if I truly cared about her, I would find a way to make it work. Some of our mutual friends have also said that I should prioritize Emma's wedding over my personal financial goals. I understand that a wedding is a once-in-a-lifetime event, and I'd love to be there for Emma.
Maybe a couple of times.
Yeah, but I also feel that I need to be responsible with my finances. Am I the asshole for not attending my friend's wedding due to the cost?
Yeah, I mean, let's jump straight to the answer. Emma is an asshole. She's going to end up divorced in about 6 months.
So, like, as a particularly petty person, what I would do would be like, cool, guys, I'm having a wedding, and it's in Bhutan. Do you know how much it costs to get into Bhutan? It's like $12,000 a day to get into Bhutan. Literally, you have to pay the government like 12 grand a day. The flights are like 40 grand. I'll be like, here you go. Oh. Let's go lick for lick on the weddings. I'll go to yours in the Caribbean. You come to mine in Bhutan. Let's see who prioritizes who.
Look, I might sound like an idiot, but wouldn't be the first time. Where is Bhutan?
Central Asia. It's near Nepal.
South Asia.
South Asia. Himalayas.
To go to. Just says stuff. So George has just told me it's a Buddhist kingdom.
Sorry. Look, that doesn't mean it's not a nice place to travel. And it's a very expensive place to get. I stand by my statement. You go lick for lick. You send her an invite. Just make up a husband if you don't have one or a fiance. And just be like, one, you know, I can't believe you don't remember my fiance, Steve. And then two, we're getting married in Bhutan. Rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. Have you had any instances where you've seen conflict between friends because of this reason?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a common thing, right? And it is a super special day for everyone. I am not doubting that. But they do add up and they do get expensive. And it's not like, you know, for you, it's your special day. Mm. For everyone else, it's one of four weddings you've got this year. You know what I mean? And like, I'm not saying it's not special, but if two of those are destination weddings, and it's like the cost to attend a wedding, I mean, for me, I just roll out the same suit. It's fine.
You look great in that tux, by the way.
Thank you. But for everyone else, like, you know, especially like I often find like if you're attending with like females, they'll get like a new dress. Mm-hmm. They get their makeup done. They get their hair done. They get shoes. They get the bag. They get the whole thing to go with it. I'm like, holy team. Like, thank the Lord for those like dress hire places now where you don't have to just like continually buy crap for weddings.
And of those four weddings you're attending, two of them are going to be Emma's because she's going to be married again by the end of the year and probably divorced a second time. So I've had a friend where she was going to be one of the bridesmaids. Mm. And I think it was like in Greece or something like that.
Yeah.
And she just got married. So she just like spent all of her money and they're not going to Greece anytime soon. And she was like, I can't go. And pretty much they're not friends anymore because of the exact same thing. Like, how could you not be there for my special day?
I physically can't do it. Like, what do you want me to do?
It's such a screwed up expectation that, you know, your friend, who I assume you've had a good relationship with for a long period of time, they expect you to potentially spend tens of thousands of dollars on going on to a trip. Of course, which you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah.
But, like, it's up, like, you want to buy a house. Like, good on you for prioritizing
yeah,
your goals.
Yeah, I think Emma's really the asshole here. What's the, like, most exotic destination you've ever been invited to go to a wedding?
I didn't have a lot of friends, Mike.
Mine was South Africa.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really wanted to go. They went on safari. They went to, like, Tabletop Mountain, like, the wineries and stuff.
One of Cooper's favorite children's books is Giraffes Can't Dance. And I'm just thinking about, like,
definitely wouldn't have been a giraffe in another
just,
life,
like, then. Rolling into the ceremony.
On a giraffe.
The warthog started waltzing. The rhinos rocked and
rolled. I always remember my cousin went to a wedding in Sydney and it was like they had artificial rain coming down as he like came in and he came in like on a horse and stuff. Like it was like one of the full Indian like 5-day weddings. And he was like, it's the most ostentatious thing I've ever seen. Like fake rain as you come into the venue. But like the rain was timed so that it wouldn't get them wet as they came through the rain.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do get ostentatious.
Makes me think my wedding wasn't that bougie. I only had two helicopters. But anyway.
I got told off actually for opening the door to the helicopter. I was like, don't open that. I was like, don't tell me what to do.
No worries, champ. Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth, but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated, award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
So I think in summary, like, you know, you are prioritizing your goal. There's probably a conversation around you probably need to reassess who your friends are. And that might be a really hard thing because I think a piece, and I mean, hypothetically say they're school friends, right? Like, we're all about with checks and balances that you're evolving, you're leveling up, you're growing this life that you want to build. There'll be people in your life, especially if that you've had them in your life for a long period of time, who don't want to change and don't want to get better, and they will try and drag you down or do something different. And this might be an example where there needs to be a bit of an assessment.
People do get a little bit crazy about their weddings, though, you know? Like, it always seems to be the thing that tips friendships over the edge, right? Like, someone can't go, or someone gets too drunk, or someone does something, or someone does the bride, and then, like, it all just falls apart.
Someone does who?
Wait, sorry, what?
Okay, Reddit post number two. Am I the asshole for keeping money my ex-husband mistakenly sent me? A few. This is going to be spicy.
That's theft.
Is it? It's at least half hers. A few days ago, my ex-husband accidentally transferred two payments totaling $17,975. First time I was reading that, I didn't see the ex-husband bit for whatever reason. It happened early in the morning around 7:40 a.m. Don't know why that's relevant. Unfortunately, I was asleep at the time after working a double night shift.
Lazy.
Yeah, where's the triple night shift?
Yeah.
And with my four children staying over at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah, with the internet, yeah.
Yeah, understand the double shift then. I planned to catch up on some much-needed rest. By the time I woke up around 4 p.m., days gone, I found myself bombarded with missed calls and text messages, all pleading for me to return the money. Initially, I considered returning the entire sum out of goodwill. However, upon reflection, I remember that my ex-husband still owed me $12,000. Interesting point. Which he borrowed from me 4 years ago and has failed to repay despite numerous promises. How do you owe someone 12 grand and then make a 17K transfer?
Oh, man, you know, people are like...
Seeing him enjoy a lavish lifestyle while neglecting his debt to me left a bitter taste.
I bet it did.
Consequently, I made the decision to deduct the $12,000 he owed me from the mistaken transfer and returned $5,975 to be exact. Understandably, this upset him greatly, as he had intended to use the money for an engagement ring and other expenses related to proposing to his girlfriend. Unfortunately, the revelation of his mistake ruined the surprise engagement he had planned for the following weekend. Now his girlfriend has been spreading negative remarks about me, sparking a social media backlash. Mike can give some tips there. That has forced me to deactivate my accounts. Even his parents, with whom I had had a decent relationship, have been affected by the fallout. Recently, a colleague overheard me discussing the situation with a friend, and he branded my actions as selfish and insensitive, prompting others to share the sentiment. Given these circumstances, I'm starting to question if I was indeed in the wrong. Was keeping the money a selfish move on my part, Michael?
I don't think she's an asshole. I think she's owed 12 grand and she collected. That's as simple as that. You messed up, buddy, and you're just going to have to wait another couple of months until you get married or engaged.
Yeah, I agree. It's very interesting, all of the backlash and...
Yeah.
He's owed her $12,000 for all this time and she's the one that's done the wrong and is being selfish.
Well, so it's not like it's for like the kid's cancer treatment or something, right? It's just like he wants to get engaged, but he's got a 12K debt. She's never going to get the money back otherwise. If he's owed her for the song, he's not going to pay it back. That's simple. So heck, why not?
Yeah. I don't think.
Plus interest.
Yeah, I mean, good point. Keep the other 5 grand. I mean, on 4 years at loan shark rates, you're probably not getting any of that back, right? I don't think you're the asshole. I think it's unfortunate. Essentially, it sounds like there's a lot of emotional reaction to it because of the situation. But selfish and sensitive. Somebody owed you 12 grand. They said you would get paid back. It's been 4 years. There's been promises that haven't been met. Fair enough, you keep the money.
Yeah, 100%. This guy's spending 12K. I assume this is US dollars on an engagement ring. What do you think's reasonable to spend on an engagement ring, James?
Well, the old saying is 3 months of your salary, right? Which for you, Mike, I don't know if there's a ring that big.
I always remember when I was shopping for diamonds in the UK, and a buddy of mine was like also getting engaged at the same time. And he's like, no, you got to go see my diamond guy. You got to go see my diamond guy. Like, absolutely go see my diamond guy. And I was like, oh, like, okay, man. Like, you know, like, what's the show? And he showed me the ring that he got his fiance. And it was like 630,000 pounds or something. And I was like, I'm just not sure that my diamond expectation, your diamond guy is going to look at me and be like, I have some scraps on the floor, my brother. You can take them if you need them.
Yeah, I got half a diamond like attached to my boot.
He also, like distinctly remember, we were on the way to a Shapeshifter concert and he was on the phone to the NASDAQ taking a company public. I was like, this is wild. Anyway.
That's that just sentence was very confusing.
Yeah.
So, I mean... It really depends on your situation, right? It depends on your income. It depends what's important to the partner. It depends on your other goals, all that kind of stuff. Maybe 20 grand? Is 20 grand a reasonable
number? Well, you're just putting a number. You said it depends on all those things. I'm going to put an arbitrary number on it.
Yeah.
For some people, 20 grand is totally unachievable. I think that...
Do you know what I am a big fan of?
The man-made diamonds.
The man-made diamonds, because it's half the price and nobody can tell. So if you want to get, you know, a bit of a bigger flex and you don't want to spend all the money.
That's so funny because I went in the complete opposite direction and got blood diamonds straight from South Africa.
While you're on the wedding trip.
I like the man-made diamond option. I also think like a lot of it is just kind of like pressure to, you know, buy a certain thing or be seen to be doing something. So I don't know, man. Like
both of these scenarios are that when you're talking about rings and like overseas weddings, the other big bit with all of this, right, is some people are gonna have different priorities than you. And this is why like the Instagram comparison is just such a like a bad way to live your life. You have your own plan, your own goals you're working to. You don't compare yourself to anybody else. You just run your own race. And the goal is, as cheesy as it sounds, Mike, to beat yourself and get better every day.
Yeah, 100%. I think both of these are really about kind of a conspicuous consumption thing and making sure you're not doing that and just kind of running your own race.
Yeah, cool. All right, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you to Partners Live. Please make sure to subscribe, review, and like, and we will see you next time.
Cheers.